ARTA welcomes the announcement in the Gazette that has finally ended the ETOL scheme. You know, ARTA was born 12 years ago out of this fight, and since then, in 2016, we've expanded our mandate to tackle corruption and maladministration in many other areas. But this was a massive project, and I guess it is a testament to the power of the people who stood strong against this irrational decision by government. And it's a lesson to government, we hope, that the people will defy bad laws and will challenge you if you don't want to engage meaningfully in introducing new policies and laws, and do so in a way that is in the best interest of the public. So well done to the people who stood strong, to the ARTA team. I just want to say well done to you. It was this team who backed every citizen that was summoned by SANRAL over the years for not paying their ETOL bills. This was a scheme that required civil disobedience in order to bring it to its knees, not because we didn't believe in the user pays principle, or that we didn't want to pay for the roads, or that we didn't believe in the technology, but it was because the scheme was born in sin. It had all the hallmarks of failure. It was overpriced. It was administratively cumbersome. It restricted people's freedom of movement. And it was wrong in so many other ways and was never enforceable and was always going to fail. And if government wants to introduce schemes that are not efficient and are going to fail, then we have to show them how we will defy that. And that's what we did. So well done to the motorists. Well done to the people. Well done to ARTA. This is a time to celebrate. This is a big victory for civil society, and hopefully there are some lessons that government will take from this, although somehow I don't believe they will.